This story might motivate you. Find it resonating? In the bustling heart of a modern city, there lived a man named Alan. He was a man of dreams and ambitions, forever seeking the thrill of motivation to drive him to success. He believed that the key to life was to chase after big motivational moments. His days were spent scouring the internet, reading books, and attending seminars, all in search of that next hit of motivation. Alan would get excited about a new project, but his enthusiasm would wane just as quickly when a new source of motivation caught his eye. He wanted to write a book, start a business, learn an instrument, and travel the world. Yet, his constant search for motivation prevented him from dedicating himself to any endeavor. As years passed, his peers started to build their lives. They raised families, earned promotions, and created memories. They had ups and downs, but their lives were fulfilling. Alan, however, still chased motivation. One day, an old friend named Maya visited Alan. Maya had become a renowned author and was in town for a book signing. She invited Alan to attend her event. At the event, Alan watched as Maya read from her book and shared stories with a twinkle in her eye. He noticed how her life was full of purpose and joy. After the event, Alan approached Maya with a heavy heart. "How did you do it, Maya? How did you find the motivation to write this beautiful book and lead such a fulfilling life?" Alan asked. Maya smiled warmly and replied, "Alan, motivation is like the wind. You can't catch it, and you can't predict when it will blow. But you can set your sails and move forward even when it's not there. I didn't chase motivation. I just kept writing, living, and loving, through calm and storm alike." Alan's heart sank as he realized the years he wasted chasing the wind when he could have been setting his sails. Years later, as an old man, Alan sat in a park watching children play and couples walking hand in hand. He felt the weight of a life missed, a canvas unpainted, and songs unsung. With his remaining days, Alan decided to stop seeking motivation and start living. Though his time was short, he found joy in simple conversations, the pages he wrote, and the smiles he shared. As Alan's time drew to an end, he left behind a small, unfinished book of his experiences. A testament that life isn't about chasing the winds of motivation, but setting your sails and navigating the waters with an open heart. And though he found this truth late, his words resonated with those who read them, teaching them the beauty of a life truly lived.